What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome into the full-time report on Sports Radio 92.9. The game, Atlanta United snaps a three-match losing streak in not exactly exciting fashion. It's a 0-0 draw up there at DC United. But look, Atlanta United does get a point out of the affair, no matter how sluggish and slow it may have looked. Garrett Chapman in here, filling in for Abe Gordon here on the full-time report, but joined, as always, by Miss Madison Cruz. We got you for the next hour. We'll hear from the manager. We'll hear from some players. We'll send it back up to DC when we have a moment. But it was a tough match, Maddie. It was I've got notes and a look behind the curtain here for everybody at home. I take a lot of notes. I take a very, very deep notes, and I have less than a page. Because there wasn't a lot that really happened in this match. It was 0-0. They have both had one shot on target, and it was about as slow as you could possibly imagine here. But the team, Jason said it during the broadcast, specifically during halftime, and I want to bring you back, and this is where I want to start the discussion here, Maddie. The team looked timid. The team looked like they were playing a little bit afraid to make a mistake because they looked like a team that's been beat up and battered over the last couple of weeks. And look, they have been, and all they've had to look at is a 3-1 shelling against Columbus as their last match. And now they have the match postponed with Inter Miami FC, of course, due to the Club World Cup. So they had to stew on that here for the last couple of weeks, and it seems like they are second guessing every decision that they make.
It's something that Ronnie Dyla has talked about since the very beginning, since he's been here, and it's about the team not playing afraid. And not being afraid to play. It's about taking that risk, getting forward, making maybe that risky pass in the attacking third to get something going. And we didn't see that. We saw a lot of moments where it was second-guessing, where it was brought back to maybe restart at the edge of the 18, or it was turned around and it was like restarting in the moment instead of taking that extra step and taking that risk and saying, okay, you know what? We're not getting something here, so let's try something. I have a pass. Let me connect to Saba here on the right, and let's see what we can get going down here. Like, there was none of that. It was very much, I think, second-guessing. It was very timid, but it's something that they can't play scared. You can't play scared. You just cannot do it, especially when you're searching and you're trying to find 3 points. You can't play that way. You have to try to create something. And I think Jason's right. It didn't seem like they were doing it. Now, I thought the second half was a little bit better than the first, but even still, there were moments where it almost just felt like, I'm going to maybe not take that extra risk, and I'm going to maybe do the safer option, when I don't think you needed to do that.
I think ultimately, when you look at a team who's as far down the table as Atlanta United is, I think they just have to take a what's there to lose mentality. I know it's easier for me to say this from a booth and not down on a pitch, right? So I'm not the one who has my job on the line potentially in every match that I play in. But at the same time, this was about as sluggish and slow as I've seen this team play. And they almost benefited from the fact that, well, they did benefit from the fact that DC United played about as sloppy and as slow and uncoordinated of a match as Atlanta United did in this one tonight. And if it wasn't for the fact that they were playing a similarly struggling squad, this one could have been ugly. This was one of the uglier matches that I've seen from them. And I would say the highlight of the first half would be Efren Morales jumping in and making a hard physical tackle on Christian Benteke. And that was really about it, you know? And my second note was boring first half. Nothing really to note outside of the team looking timid and not making runs or taking dribbles. You know, and it wasn't until the very end of the match that they pick up their first offsides penalty, which sounds weird as me saying it as a negative, but it tells me that this team wasn't being aggressive. It tells me that they weren't pushing up the pitch. They weren't trying to force the issue at all. And it seemed like they were just trying to just hold on to the soccer ball, you know? And ultimately, you're not going to win a lot of games by just playing behind the ball and doing it in the way that they did tonight.
Yeah, and I think you bring up, for me, one of the bright spots. So one of the few that I will say, that's why I think man of the match for me is Efrain Morales, 110%. I mean, he was putting his neck out there. He was getting into tackles with Benteke on a yellow, might I add, as well. Yeah. He picked that up in the first half, and he managed to still continue play all the way through the entire 90 minutes plus stoppage time, and he was still getting in there, getting tackles. He silenced Benteke completely. He was closing him off at every single moment. He was getting in his way. He wasn't allowing him to get anything on in the box. And that's what Efrain Morales was supposed to do. And he completed his job, and he did it perfectly. So for me, I think Efrain Morales is a huge part as to why there is a clean sheet to be had here against DC. And I think that's why he's my man of the match, and it's well-deserved.
Yeah, so for as bad as the attacking half of the pitch was, the defending was pretty solid today, I would say. And that was Morales, that's his first man of the match of the season. Jay Fortune and Bartosz Szlich, they sit in first place here on the season. We keep track of all these things. They both have 3. Saba and Alexei Marinchuk both have 2. And then we have a whole host of folks with 1. And that's where Efrain Morales will slot in. But let's get into some of the stats of the match. I've mentioned a few of them, but let's go over them one more time, because this statistical recap is brought to you by Emory, the official healthcare provider of Atlanta United. 42% possession for DC United compared to 57% for Atlanta. They led in shots 8-7, and they both had 1 shot on target. Like I mentioned, Atlanta's first shot on target did not come until the 73rd minute of this match. And like you would expect, the XG 0.8 for DC and 0.7 for Atlanta United. But I did say at the very beginning, it does snap a losing streak. And this, I mean, it's not the momentum that you were really hoping for, but it's not negative momentum in the sense that you're not moving backwards. You're not losing points in this match here tonight. But it is the 6th time that you have been shut out on the road this season, and you still only have 1 goal in your last 4 matches. Of course, you have an opportunity next week to take on a struggling Toronto team. We talked before the match about building that positive momentum. It remains to be seen if anything positive can be taken from this outside of that 1 point. But we'll hear from manager Ronnie Dyla when he takes the podium. We're hanging out waiting for him to do that up at Audi Field. When we get that opportunity, we'll send it right back up there. But we'll take a quick break here, and when we get back, we'll continue our discussion. It's a 0-0 draw at Atlanta United and DC United right here on Sports Radio 90.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Let me tune on the game. Welcome back into the full-time report right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. My name is Garrett Chapman, joined by Madison Cruz, recapping Atlanta United's 0-0 draw up there in our nation's capital with DC United. It was a tough one there, Maddie. I know we talked about in the opening segment, just wasn't a team that looked very inspired. It didn't look like a team that was very confident in itself. We talked in pregame about Ronnie Dyla and what he was saying about how this team needs to build up some confidence and how that's going to come with repetitions and having just confidence in your teammates and knowing that they're going to be in the right place at the right time. But it felt like at times I was watching this team pass the ball around and it felt like they would pass the ball to either nobody. We saw Miguel Almiron do that a few times. It almost came back and bit them once or twice. Or you see it on another hand where they pass the ball to somebody and it turns out the two people are standing in the same place. It just, this team feels heavily disjointed, and I really don't know if there's a magic sauce or one button to press that's going to fix everything. I have no idea what it's going to be, but they got to start scoring some goals.
Yeah, I think it is a confidence thing, and we've talked about this a lot, and I know a lot of people don't like to have the conversation about mental health and confidence, especially in this game, especially in football, and it should be talked about a lot more because it really can, because this is a game where it is a lot about confidence and how you approach everything when you're on the field and the confidence you have in yourself and what you are doing. And you can't second guess yourself in some moments. And that's kind of what it feels like. And it's building confidence. And sometimes that can be in small ways. That can be in winning a tackle. That can be in scoring a goal. That can be, you know, just supporting a teammate when they do something like that. Like anything that can give you a spark. And it's just finding that. It's finding that confidence. And it's hard. It's hard. I mean, you think back to like stuff in our regular everyday life, you know, like for me being on here on the mic, I got to have confidence to do that.
Of course.
Sometimes, you know, sometimes I have days where I'm like, you know what? I don't feel like I can do this. I don't feel like I have the right mindset to do it. And it can be hard to get yourself out of that hole. It's about how you dig yourself out of it, though. And I think we're slowly seeing this team start to do that in small moments. And I think you're seeing it a lot with the homegrowns, giving them that spark that they need. I think you're seeing it a lot, and especially defensively tonight. I thought defensively, the team looked a lot better than they have in recent games as well. And I think you're seeing positives. And we can talk about the result and how it was a little bit lackluster in the sense of just, you know, not finding something. There are those positives to take from it, and that has to be what United has to look towards. And they have to take that and build upon it. And then you take what wasn't working and you go back into training and you figure out what needs to click, because Jason and Mike said it, you know, that you can clearly see right now in this matchup alone where that disconnect is, especially in the attacking third.
And Maddie, you mentioned one thing in particular, and I want to harp on this here for a second too. It's the fact that the homegrowns were coming in and putting in a good performance. And that's something that we've seen this season, the people who've effectively grown up wearing this badge and representing this badge. And that's not a knock on these other guys, like say like a Miguel Almiron. It's somebody who has given a lot to this club. He's one of the most important figures in this club's history. But it does feel like at times when those guys come into the match, everything seems to change. One of my notes that what little I did write down on this match, you have your first shot on goal in the 73rd minute, and I felt like Atlanta was in pretty good control in the final 15 minutes or so of this match, and that naturally coincides with the entrance of Tristan Mbeumo, not a homegrown, but Matt Edwards, Luke Brennan, and Jamal Traore. I mean, these are all players who are younger, or excuse me, Brennan and Edwards specifically, your homegrowns. I mean, it seems like those are the guys who come in, and they come in, and it seems like they're taking it, putting it on the front foot and being a little bit more aggressive, and maybe they're taking that extra tackle. Efren Morales, our man of the match here, he stepped up to Christian Benteke all night tonight. It seems like those young guys are the ones that I'd like to see get out there at this point. And maybe that's just where I stand on it, but I understand that you got to have some of the older players out there just to stabilize everything. But when those homegrowns come in, it seems like there's always a bolt of energy.
It's kind of what you said, too. It's not a knock on any of the veterans either, but it is different when for a homegrown. I think when you step out onto the field and you wear the badge for Atlanta United, it is a different feeling because a lot of these players have been playing through the academy since they were 12, 10, 11. A lot of these guys that we're seeing currently play on the pitch together, they played together in the academy. They have been playing together on the same team for about 10 years now.
Yep.
That gives you a connection already. And a spark there. And we've seen it, I don't even think, just this season. Last season, Jay Fortune, a brilliant 2024 season with Atlanta United. I continued it even now. Really unfortunate about the injury that he picked up on when he was with the national team in Trinidad and Tobago. But still, doesn't discredit any of the development that he has had throughout the last couple of years with Atlanta United. Efrain Morales is a huge example as well. Yep. You haven't seen him with the first team. You're getting in the moments now. With the second team, he has been improving every single time he stepped out onto the field for them. Jonathan Ransom, Didier Cibrian. You're seeing so many academy players and homegrown players step up. Noah Cobb is coming in, stepping in. Will Riley is stepping into those moments. Matt Edwards is stepping into those moments. Jaden Hibbert is another one who's the backup goalkeeper right now because Josh Cohen is out.
Yep.
You're stepping up. You're seeing these homegrown step up in those places, and it's because it is different because these kids bleed Atlanta United. That's all they have known since they were 10, 11, and 12. It is a different feeling, and it carries a little bit of a different weight, but that is the energy that you got to build with. It's a come on, like we got to bleed for this badge right now. And that's what the homegrowns bring. And that is that jolt of energy. And it's something to help fuel the team, to get them going forward and to say, hey, let's rally. Let's do this. Like, let's go. And I think that is the spark you need to build on. You need to keep building on that spark. You take that energy. You see that moment. You see Efrain Morales make that tackle on Benteke.
Build on
and
it.
You go. You go, you keep it going. And I think we are seeing it. We're seeing very small glimpses of it. There needs to be more. And I think that comes with more consistency, especially in the attacking third. There needs to be a lot more of that. We need to see more connection there because I think that's the weakest part right now. And it's trying to find something offensively because I think defensively, I think it's starting to click a little bit here. And I think Luis Abram as well, we might not get into the full stats of what he did as well. I thought he had a brilliant performance as well in the back line too with Efrain Morales.
Yeah, and look, nothing is going to change until the attacking third gets figured out. Latilath and Miguel Amaron, their scoreless streak continues to build and build and build, and it's been tough to watch there on that side of the pitch. But confidence is massive. Confidence is going to be paramount for this club moving forward, and if they still want to salvage something out of this season, it's not all lost yet. But it just seems like it is getting further and further out of their reach. I do also want to mention, because we normally do highlights in this section of our post-game show, but I don't have anything to show you. But they are brought to you by Scana. And for over 20 years, Scana Energy has made it easy for Georgians to receive the best natural gas rates and excellent customer service. Call 877-467-2262 to sign up today. Hopefully, Ronnie Dyla will be up on the podium when we get back. We are still waiting on the manager, perhaps a player or two, and we will bring that to you when we have them on the podium. But until then, we're going to take a quick break. This is the Full-Time Report. It is a 0-0 draw between Atlanta United and DC United on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
All right, we're back into the full-time report on Sports Radio 92.9. The game, Atlanta United and DC United, 0-0 draw. And let's send it back up to our nation's capital, where Ronnie Dyla has taken the podium.
Criticized a lot. They got a lot of criticized in the back for conceding goals, too many goals. But I feel today, you know, we dealt a lot, very good with Benteke. I think Luis Efra played really well against him. I think it was a step forward for the fullbacks. Also the sixes, Brad. So that is the takeaway from the day. On the ball, we played very slow in the first half. They dragged down the tempo and we didn't push it up. So we played sideways and didn't break lines enough and switch the play enough through the center. We did something with that in the break, and I think we were much more progressive in the second half. And we had so many opportunities between the lines, but then we are not we don't show enough quality to do something in the last third of the pitch. But again, clean sheet is a positive thing. But we need to, when we have 62% possession, we are more in their half and we normally are away. We need to create more chances. We need to have more runs, more make it more simple. We still force things into the center of the pitch instead of just switching, get crosses, get situation inside the box, and then we're good in offensive marking. But we have to build on this. We changed the formation. So that was also, of course, that is some little bit new again for them. But we have to build from this.
Offensively, do you think it comes down to chemistry in the new formation a little bit to get more movement off the ball? Is it just time in the shape? Is it quality?
It's first of all the two first things you said. But it starts from behind. If you play too slow from behind, then we never come up in a real situation in the second half. In the first half. So second half, we come up in the last third just to the switching, the play, stepping and play out to the side, and then we can go inside from there or get the crosses. And then we need to do that quicker and more. But again, as I said, we have been struggling lately, and we have to try to build positive on what we did today. First of all, we didn't give them almost nothing. They had hit the post, the bar, and that was a shot from a place that is very difficult to score from, and we had maybe one more, but we need to create more, and I think everybody's agreeing that.
Last one for me. You mentioned the center backs. I'll ask you about Efraín Morales. Got a somewhat early yellow card against Benteke, but in general, shut him down. What about his performance?
I think him and Luis played really well. Luis also won a lot in the air. But I love the aggression that Efraín shows on the pitch. He plays it like a man, and we need more of that. So that's that was very good. He also suits, of course, Benteke good, because they are quite similar. They're strong players. So that's positive. And then we have to take that into the next game.
All right, Doug, go ahead. Doug, if you can hear me, go for it.
My bad. Coach, why did you change the formation?
Because I think we have conceded a lot of goals, even though we go to a five. We haven't created so much that we maybe did in the four. So we were thinking to have an extra defender on the pitch and then be more secure defensively. And then now we get an attacker more on the pitch, and that should make us more dangerous up front. So that is the main thing.
Doug, do you have another one? If not, we'll go to Sydney.
I'm good.
Okay. Sydney, go ahead.
Ronnie, you know, obviously a draw tonight at a time when, you know, admittedly, drafts really don't do a whole lot. I mean, at what point, I guess, does the switch kind of flip and these draws or losses ultimately turn into 3 points? Because I believe there's 13 matches to go after tonight.
What was the question?
At what point do we see, I guess, I mean, I believe 13 matches after tonight, at what point do we see urgency? At what point do we see that chemistry that, you know, you have talked about in the past with this team before time ultimately runs out?
We have to just improve every day. That's the only way forward, you know, train well and try to learn from our experience, as I said all the time. Today we defended well and we had 62% possession. We didn't create enough, so then we needed more on the last third. So everything has to do, we have to get everything to click at the same time, and especially away at home. I think you have seen that in some games, a lot of the games, but at away we have been lately we haven't been on the level, and today we were better, as I said, defensively, but we can do more on the ball, and of course has also with the confidence to do.
And then if I could just have one more, Manu, of course, having another chance to score, ultimately is unable to. I guess at this point, with the goal streak having been so long, how does he build back that confidence befitting of a striker that, you know, has come over with such hype, such promise?
Train, we do everything 100% every day. Be positive, get to see positive things, build himself, and we have to also get into the situations. So that's the only way going forward. It's no quick fix on anything. It's not like you can just think it's going to go by itself. It's hard work. It's getting out on the training pitch and looking at video and work systematically over time to get the best out of you and to get a good relation around you.
Thanks, Ronnie. Safe travels.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ronnie.
All right, that's Ronnie Dyla, the manager of Atlanta United, a very frustrated Ronnie Dyla. Understandably so. I mean, this is a team that's struggling, Maddie. I mean, this is a team that's not doing everything that it's supposed to be doing on the pitch. I mean, look, and you can hear his frustration, and this is just a team that isn't set up to start. I mean, they're set up to do it, but they're just not getting the results that they need to, and you can hear his frustration.
Yeah, and I think you can hear it because it's one of those things where you see those glimpses, you see the moments of what this team can do, and it's just translating it onto the pitch, you're just not seeing it. And I think one thing for me, and I think Ronnie absolutely said it perfectly, just talking about it, especially when it came to the idea of what happened in the match. It was, you know, dragging the tempo, not being able to push up in those moments, and then kind of not being able to switch in the play and get something going as well. And it's trying to figure that out. And Ronnie also mentioned being slow from behind, especially in those moments too. And I don't know why it got me thinking, especially it's something that Miguel Amarón also said as well. And he talked about defending earlier this week as well, and how it's not just the defenders and how it is the entire team. It's the same thing when it comes to attacking as well. It's almost like the human body. When one thing doesn't work, the entire thing shuts down.
Yeah.
You need all those different organs. You need everything to work as well to be healthy and to be happy.
Thigh bones connected to the hip bone.
I like that. That's cool.
Get the whole jingle in there, man.
I love it. But I think that's what we're seeing, though, is it's like you need every part to click in those moments. And I think that's consistency. It's consistency, it's confidence, and it's just making sure that everything can click in those moments. And it takes time. And it's all about just getting back onto the training pitch this week before Toronto and working out some of those kinks.
Yeah, and ultimately, this is a team that just needs to start putting things together and putting things together in a hurry because time is running out. One of the questions you did hear, you have 14 matches left this season, and as of right now, this team is picking up less than a point per match. You have 20 matches played. You have 18 points on the season. And if you extrapolate that out over the course of the final bits of the season, that's about 13 points. That's not going to be enough to get you up over the playoff line once you get to that point in the season. And, I mean, it's tough. It's tough. And Atlanta's got their work cut out for them right now. And they've done it to themselves. They've left results on the table. They've come up short far too often. And ultimately, they do get one positive out of this, and it's a point. It's better than nothing. It's better than nothing, and that is absolutely for sure. And it's that and the fact that the other thing that Ronnie Dyla said in this match today, or in his post-match press conference, is the performance of Efrain Morales. We gave him our man of the match. He says he wishes that he had several more of those guys on the pitch in matches like this tonight. It's a man, and that's a guy who steps up and is being tough, and he's trying to will his team and create one of those moments, and it just doesn't seem to click for everybody. But what he did tonight was fantastic. He shut down the 2024 Golden Boot winner, and he had a tremendous performance in this one. All right, when we get back, we're going to continue to discuss this match. We're hopefully going to hear from a player or two, and still to be named. We'll see who that person ends up being. But Atlanta United does end a losing streak. They get a point on the road at DC United. 0-0 is the final score. This is the full-time report right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome back into the full-time report. Atlanta United 0-0 draw with DC United. Not a great match, but it's a point nevertheless, and it snaps a three-game losing streak. But it is the sixth match, the match this season that Atlanta United has held scoreless on the road. Just another example of a struggling Atlanta United squad. But let's take a quick look around Major League Soccer. Going back to Thursday, NYCFC, they get a big win over Toronto 3-1. And then on Friday, Dallas falls to Minnesota 2-1. As Sporting KC gets a 2-1 win over Colorado. And LA Galaxy dominate Vancouver 3-0. But around Major League Soccer today, Charlotte and Orlando, they get a 2-2 draw. And we have Miami and Montreal 4-1 winners down there, down south. We have the 0-0 draw here in Atlanta, or up in D.C. with Atlanta. Cincinnati, they get a 2-1 win over Chicago. But let's send it back up to Audi Field, where Efrain Morales has taken the podium.
Situation to be in. I wanted to show him early in the game that I was ready to be aggressive, which obviously I'm hoping I got that off, but obviously I would have preferred not to get a yellow card. Very transitional game. But I mean, it's good to get a clean sheet, and we just need to move on with that.
Felt like you were kind of in his head in DC that enough to where he was drifting to the opposite side quite a bit when they were playing out of the back.
Yeah. I mean, maybe a little bit. He definitely had some opportunities on my side as well, but I think it's obviously a height thing when you know, Luis is a little bit shorter than me, so they'd probably try to take the opportunity there. He's definitely difficult to guard, but hopefully I was just a pest, which was kind of the goal going into the game.
Clean sheet, you and Luis partnering in a four this time. How is that partnership with you, Efrain?
Good. Growing, of course. We spoke about it a little bit earlier in the week. That relationship comes with more game time. We already have a good relationship off the field. We've played against each other and in other places as well. I think I enjoy playing with him. I hope he enjoys playing with me, and hopefully we could just grow that bond.
Getting forward was a struggle at times tonight, getting into dangerous positions. You know, from your position, what were you seeing with the team getting forward?
For the most of the game, DC was sitting in a block. So like you said, there wasn't necessarily much going through the center of the field. A lot of the times it was either me or Luis stepping in a little bit and just playing it out wide. And I don't necessarily think we made enough chances out there. Obviously, we spoke about it a little bit after the game. I could have played quicker. Some other players could have played a little bit quicker to hopefully make some more chances. And that's just something we need to adjust for next game.
And that next game's Toronto. Last game on the road for a little while. What is the level of urgency right now in picking up 3 points on the road to Toronto?
I mean, I know I can speak for myself. I want the team to get 3 points. I think everyone else wants to get 3 points. I mean, the urgency is there, obviously. But the thing is, I mean, has to be in training, has to be before the game, has to be intentional when you're in it. And I'm just hoping we could do that to go into Toronto.
All right, we'll go to Zoom. Sydney, go for it.
Yeah, for a great match tonight. I guess why hasn't the team kind of, you know, with, I think, 14 matches, 30 matches ago, haven't been able to put it all together just yet?
Yeah, it's a little bit, the thing is, like, you can't necessarily, it's not necessarily just one thing. It's obviously a very, like, nuanced and complicated problem. I could agree. I don't think that we as a team have put it together yet. It's a number of factors that comes from training, that comes from confidence, that comes from off the field stuff. And I mean, there's no doubt that we're all working on it. We're putting in the effort, and I'm just hoping that we can turn around and get some points.
All right. That is Efrain Morales up there at Audi Field. Our man of the match. He was tremendous here tonight. And that was, and I wrote down the positives and question mark behind it. And I would say, Maddie, the big positive for me in this match was the play of Efrain Morales.
Yeah, me too. I think he was a positive. I think Luis Abram was also a positive too. I think that connection, you're seeing it grow a lot, especially with the way that they know each other. They know each other from being obviously on different sides of the fields when they play for their national team. They played against each other there, especially in World Cup qualifying, with Luis Abram being with Peru and then also too with Efrain Morales being with Bolivia. Mm-hmm. They played against each other a little bit, so they know each other in that sense. Now getting the chance to work together, this is their second match really starting together for the first time. It's also in a different formation than it was last time. I think they both played tremendously well. I think Efrain handled Benteke very, very nicely. It's kind of like you said, being almost like a pest.
Pest.
And I think that's exactly what Perfect. He was. Exactly what he was. Because they didn't allow for DC to get any sort of opportunity in the box. And if they did, it was all cleared out. It was knocked out of the box. It was pushed away. Like, they didn't allow anything. And that's what she wanted. And he said, I hope I got that aggression off. Absolutely. I think you totally got the aggression off. Because getting that early yellow card against Benteke, mm-hmm. showing that aggression there immediately. And
set
then
the tone.
Set the tone, and then also being able to manage it and be able to hold on and still give that same amount of aggression while being on a yellow card that early on, that not only shows, I think, the level that Efrain Morales is playing at and just his intelligence and the way that he approaches the game too. That's why he's a positive for me, and that's why I think the whole defensive play of Efrain Morales as well as Luis Abram and Brad Guzan in this mm-hmm. matchup. That is my big highlight taking away from this, because I think all three of those players played tremendously as well.
Without question.
And Will Riley too. I want to give Will Riley sure. his flowers as well, because another homegrown, but I think he handled himself very well. Every time you ask Will Riley to do something, he steps up. And Ronnie Dyla said it in that matchup against Columbus, like, it's the trust. He knows he can trust Will Riley to step up in that moment. And that's what you want. You want to have that trust. And Will Riley, I thought, did a great job today as well.
Yeah, and that's a guy who wants to step up and be physical. He's got three yellow cards in his six matches so far in an Atlanta United uniform. So that is he wants to step up and be physical. And that's something that I think Atlanta United needs.
I don't mind that at all.
Yeah, and he had another one here tonight. And look, I mean, you got to be careful as far as yellow card accumulation goes, but this is a team needing a spark, and I'm not saying I would never suggest doing anything dirty or malicious or anything like that, but you need to be physical. You need to set the tone. And it seemed like the homegrowns did a very good job of that tonight. I do want to mention that for every Atlanta United clean sheet, this team will donate $2,000 to the Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. And with tonight's clean sheet, the Children's Healthcare of Atlanta, will receive another $2,000. This year's donation total currently stands at $4,000, courtesy of Atlanta United. Very excited about that one. Good job with Brad Guzan. Got to give him some flowers for that one as well. He did deflect the one shot on target from DC United. All right. Brooks Lennon is standing by waiting on the other side. We'll get to him on the other side of this break. 0-0 is the final score up there in Washington, DC. This is the full-time report. We'll finish it up on the other side. Welcome back into the full-time report on Sports Radio 92.9. The game, we still have a few matches left to go today, specifically in the Eastern Conference, but I do want to update your standings right now, because in first place, we still have Cincinnati FC, but Philadelphia and Nashville, they are locked at 0-0 right now, 41 and 39 points. for them respectively. But Columbus, Orlando City, Inter Miami, NYCFC, New York Red Bulls, and Chicago, that rounds out your top nine. And Atlanta United's looking up, but they're not just one above last place. Now they're two above last place. Toronto has fallen behind them due to a loss that they sustained tonight. Montreal, they sit in dead last in the Eastern Conference, and Atlanta United has built up a little bit of buffer there. They got the extra point in this one, but they are still 1 point back of DC United, and they are still a considerable way back of the playoff line. They're sitting at 10 points, but I talked about it before the game. There are a couple of opportunities for this team to pick up a couple of points. They have Toronto FC next week. They have Chicago Fire and Charlotte FC. Those are three matches where you should have an opportunity to get some points, and that game against Chicago does come back within the friendly confines of Mercedes-Benz Stadium. So there is something positive to take from it because there are some winnable matches coming up or coming down the pike. That Chicago Fire team, of course, is playing really good soccer here as of late, but they're sitting in that last spot in that playoff line, so you have a chance to make up some ground in a big way. But let's send it back up to our nation's capital where Brooks Lennon has taken the podium.
Here in the locker room with Brooks Lennon after the match. Brooks, second clean sheet of the season. What are your thoughts about the way this one played out?
Yeah, we're happy with the clean sheet. We need to, you know, build off that defensively. You know, we need to keep as many clean sheets as possible, you know, moving forward. And, yeah, just got to get better and, you know, in front of their net and create more goal-scoring opportunities. And that's what Ronnie said post-game is you know, he was happy with the possession that we had. You know, he thought we could have moved the ball a little bit quicker side to side. But yeah, creating more goal scoring opportunities. But, you know, he was happy with how the back line played.
I felt like the best chances of the match were coming from you on the right side. You know, what were you seeing? What kind of space were you finding?
Yeah, in the first half, I had a cross to Manu. You know, unfortunately, it kind of went a little bit over his head. But yeah, I think, you know, the combination between me and Miguel in the second half, you know, really opened up space, and he was coming inside on his left foot, you know, combining, and I was able to overlap a couple of times and get some dangerous crosses into the box, and, you know, hopefully we can get those, you know, turned into goals.
A lot of people are asking, looking at what's left on the schedule, the games are kind of ticking away. Where's the feeling right now for you in the locker room of urgency as there's, you know, fewer and fewer games left?
Yeah, I think every game that we approach from here on out is very, very important, and we're using it almost as you know, a final, because if we don't, you know, the season will, you know, get away from us. So yeah, it's a big game in Toronto, and hopefully we can, you know, pick up some more points before, you know, we end this road streak and get back at home. And I think we have four or five at home, which would be nice.
Going to see Toronto next week, what do you want to see improve in that one?
Well, yeah, first of all, I think we need to, you know, stick to how we played defensively today. Kept a clean sheet, like you said, and that's very important. So that's the baseline for us now. And yeah, going into Toronto, just trying to move the ball a little bit quicker than we did tonight, and hopefully, you know, get more goal scoring opportunities in both halves. You know, I think tonight we only had some clear cut opportunities in the second half, but if we can create more opportunities in both halves, then, you know, it'll give us a better chance to win.
Awesome. Thanks, Brooks.
Yeah, thank you.
What did you make of Brooks Lennon tonight?
I thought he did really well. I actually did. I think he created a lot of the moments. I think Jason was right. I thought he was creating a lot of those moments, especially going in, getting some of those crosses in, and utilizing the space, because that's what I said earlier. I mean, DC United had opened up a lot of that space on the wing. It's what Ronnie said as well, though. It's how fast you move, especially going forward. And that's something that I think needs to be adjusted, especially listening to Efrain as well as Brooks and Ronnie. It needs to be a little bit faster in those moments. I do think Brooks Lennon played really well tonight. I think it's a performance where if you're looking at it, you don't think that it had an impact, but some of those strong chances that we did see in the second half, we did see from Brooks Lennon creating those crosses and getting those balls in.
Yeah, and ultimately this is a team that needs as many of those opportunities as it can possibly get. Brooks Lennon was giving you a couple of opportunities there. He does get the sub off at midway through right there at the end of the match, but final thoughts on this one, Maddie, as we let's put a bow on this one. What do you say?
Yeah, I mean, I think from Brooks Lennon and Efrain Morales and what Ronnie Dyla said, it's building the positives. You got a clean sheet, and that's important. Mm-hmm. You got a clean sheet, and you played a really solid defensive performance for Atlanta United tonight. You got to build on that. build on that, head that into next week into training, continue to build, continue to keep that going. And going up against Toronto, it's cleaning up those things. It's being quicker on the ball, moving the ball quicker, and then finding goal scoring opportunities in both halves, getting things going and seeing what you can create up there, get more consistency, especially in the attacking third. But defensively, you want to be proud of that performance tonight. You got a clean sheet. You were able to come away with a point, get the clean sheet, but there's still more work to be done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 14 matches remain. 14 matches for Atlanta United to make up some distance between them and 10 points ahead of them with Chicago Fire. You have Toronto FC, then you have Chicago, and then you have Charlotte. Those are three matches that I think are going to dictate the rest of your season. If you can get some results, maybe they'll have a chance. If you don't, might be a tough one here for Atlanta United. On the outside, looking in. Special thanks to John Trosky, our producer in studio, for Mike and Jason, the voices of Atlanta United and Madison Cruz of soccer down here. My name is Garrett Chapman. Join us again 6:30 on Saturday, July 12th, for our next broadcast as Atlanta United will take on Toronto FC. Once again, the final today, Atlanta United at DC United, a 0-0 draw. That's going to do it for the full-time report right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.